The editor. To the person who found my purse and turned it in, thank you. On Monday, March 13, I was having coffee at the Starbucks in Suderbrook. My husband and I were sitting on the chairs outside and I was distracted because we had our dog with us. It wasn't until a good 2 hours after we'd left that I realized that I'd left my purse hanging on the back of the chair. We immediately rushed back, but something deep inside told me to stay calm and not to panic. I instinctively knew that the purse had been found and turned in. Sure enough, I went inside and the purse was there. This community is amazing. Imagine, I had my wallet, keys, credit cards, address, phone and cash. It was all there. I shudder to think what might have happened if it had fallen into the wrong hands. But some wonderful, honest, humble person simply did the right thing and turned it in. They didn't even leave their name so that I could contact them and thank them with some sort of token of thanks. So I can't even thank them personally. So I am writing to share my story, and hopefully by sharing it, it will inspire others. This way, this good act will not be wasted. This way, not only will I benefit from this kind act, but all those who are reading this will benefit from hearing my story. To the person who found my purse, from my heart to yours, thank you. You have restored my faith in humanity. You simply did the right thing and turned it in. And you asked for no recognition. You didn't even leave your name. But you did more than just this kind and selfless act. You inspired me to believe in the goodness of others and to share my story so that others may also benefit by your act. There are good people in this world, and our community of Suderbrook is amazing. Thank you for your kindness. Since I cannot thank you personally, I am sharing this story so that your one, single act can inspire others. You need to know how much your one, simple act changed my outlook. In fact, it was not one simple act. It was one great act. Joanne Costera, Port Moody.